super awesome music is Mystic Force by the awesome Kevin McLeod. Hey everyone, and thank you so much for coming around and giving Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler a listen. I am your host, Casey, and here you can tune in to my own awesome adventures from different interesting areas around the States and other countries as well. I'll also sometimes chat about fun facts, history, culture, and bizarre mythical creatures around these areas. So I want to give a shout out to Canada! As I see, I have a listener from there, so cheers to you and thank you for tuning in, and I will definitely have a Canada episode at some point in the future. So today I have a very special guest, and we are going to talk about our experience on the cruise and just our thoughts about it. So my awesome guest is my very own sister, Tessa.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for having me on, Casey.
Yeah, of course. I'm so happy to have you, and you're welcome anytime.
So, like midnight, I could wake you up and say, let's do this? Because that's any time.
Well, there's our dog, Midnight, so could he join us?
Hey, maybe.
All right, well, we could have a midnight party then.
That's a date.
All right, so, yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. So the cruise, it happened in 2003 in the summertime, and it was just such a beautiful time to be in Alaska, really. I don't think there's a much better time to be there.
Yeah, you know, you're right. We were there in August, and we had never been before, so I remember the conversation was kind of like, do we bring jackets? Do we bring parkas? What do we bring? Because, you know, you think Alaska, you think very, very cold. And it was actually kind of like windbreaker weather. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see pictures of myself wearing, like, short sleeve shirts, and one day I had to wear a poncho. I wasn't really happy about that, but...
Oh, that picture was hilarious. Like, you had, like, the most miserable look on your face. And special memories captured.
Oh, I might have to include it, but we'll see. I don't know.
Well, now you have to, kind of talking about it.
Oh, man, that was quite the day. I could only remember, you know. But yeah, so Alaska in summertime is really amazing. And what I really liked about it was, you know, it was so green and just the water was so just crystal, such a beautiful blue color. And it was so breathtaking. And, you know, one of my favorite experiences was the vast beauty just right outside the cabin window. You know, you look, you're in your room and you get to spend a lot of time in there wherever you are. Yeah. And if there's a window there, or you could go on the deck and check it out. Really amazing.
Yeah, definitely. It was great. One thing that I really liked, Casey, was that they had the huge ice caps, you know, just on the water's surface. And I remember looking at the distance and go, what are those? And there were these little black specks. And then all of a sudden, as you got closer, they were like seals on the ice caps. It was pretty fantastic. It was like, wow, you don't see that every day.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Out in Colorado, we don't have any seals there.
Yeah, we have those Colorado seals, but some people call them dogs.
Yeah, there are a lot of dogs. They like to hang out on boats there. But yeah, it was very cool. And also, I really enjoyed the totem pole. So Ketchikan, as mentioned in my last episode, it's known for their totem poles. So.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a gorgeous area. Ketchikan was one of my favorite places, and just the small villages and stuff. Really so rich in history and beauty. And like you said, the totem poles, you know, they're fun to see on TV or pictures, but when you're there in person, it's just like you get the majestic beauty of it and just how huge they are.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And all the hard work that went into them, like the carvings and the just painting and different things. So
right.
Beautiful pieces of art for sure.
Yeah, each one is very unique, definitely. And also, in the last episode, I mentioned thunderbirds. So that was our mythical creature in that one. And so thunderbirds, they're actually sitting atop on many of the totem poles, and they're considered to be the most powerful of all spirits. And you know how Zeus, he likes to throw his bolts of lightning? So...
Ah!
Oh,
ouch!
No!
Stop it!
Look out!
Oh my, I'm terrified. Ooh, that is creepy.
Creepy indeed.
Yeah, so the thunderbird, similar to Zeus, but it has lightning snakes. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. And in a way, they can open up their head like a mask. So, yeah. And so I feel like, I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty amazing. And in times like these with COVID, we could use a little bit of a built-in mask. Am I right?
Kind of sounds like Medusa's offspring.
Yeah, it does, you know? In a way.
It's like, is she getting busy?
Oh, man, she could be. Yeah.
Busy broad.
Have to ask her next time I see her.
Indeed.
So what else do you remember about the Alaska Cruise Test? What else did you enjoy about it? Just the experience.
Well, one of my favorite things was when we were kind of really close to some of the gorgeous glaciers. And I just remember from a distance looking at that, and it was just this most beautiful of bluish turquoise, unnaturally gorgeous color. And it was so beautiful. You could just see little chunks kind of falling down. And the captain, he actually got in this little like red tugboat thing that was down below and went to go grab a little tiny chunk and brought it back on ship for us to kind of look at and touch and stuff. And to me, you know, even though it was almost, you know, 18 years ago or whatever, it was just so phenomenal.
Yeah.
That you know, is. Not many people could say that they've done that before, you know, unless like you live there or whatever. But
right.
I mean, that's really cool for these Colorado gals to be able to get that close to a part of a glacier, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is very cool that you did that.
Yeah, that whole trip was amazing. The Norwegian Cruise Line, I know you talked about it in the first episode, and I've been on other cruises since, like Carnival and different ones, Royal, and they have nothing when it comes to Norwegian. That was the cruise line to go on. So anybody who wants to go on a cruise, I definitely recommend them because they were phenomenal and we got to see so much.
Oh yeah.
So much in just a short time.
Right. Yeah. It was definitely a trip of a lifetime, really. Alaska was amazing.
I want to go back. It's on my bucket list to go back before I die. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is incredible. And, you know, I did get to go back, and that'll be in another episode later in the future. But, yeah, so it is fun, you know, no matter what time of year. But
yeah,
it's just a neat place.
The only bad thing is with cruises, they're fun, but they're so limited with the time that you're there. Sometimes it's just a couple hours, sometimes it's all day, but then you have to move on to the next port. And so if you fall in love with somewhere like Sitka or Ketchikan or Skagway or, you know, anywhere, then you have to leave and you're like, oh no, I don't want to leave yet. So that's my only kind of bad thing with cruises is like, oh no, it's very limited.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I know. I definitely wanted to explore more. I mean, I love exploring a place, so.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tessa, on your podcast, Paranormal Prowlers.
Woop, with, woop.
Yeah, super awesome podcast. Y'all must give it a listen, really. It's so much fun. She talks about her experiences and just, you know, and she'll have awesome guests on just talking about all kinds of things paranormal. Very cool.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So. Oh, thank you, Case. Yeah, it's a great podcast. I actually just released my 99th episode. I have 10 bonus episodes, too, so mind you, it's over 100, but my 99th episode. And it was about Lizzie Borden just early this morning. And so, yeah, a bunch of fun stuff, Paranormal Prowlers podcast.
Ooh, very good. Yeah. So definitely give it a listen. It's really good.
What was that?
Tessa is actually amazing at doing this monster voice. I feel like she could be an extra in movies, or she could have a voiceover. In Lord of the Rings, she could definitely have played an orc with her monster voice. But yeah, so in her podcast, she talks about the Kushtaka. So we're actually going to hear from Tessa about the Kushtaka here, and you could definitely go to her podcast and listen to the full episode later on, too. Very awesome.
Thanks, Casey. Yeah, you definitely want to listen to that full episode because it goes into fuller detail. But the Kushtaka legend comes from the Tlingit people, and it's a mythical creature which is a very terrifying and deadly shapeshifter, and it's considered like a land otter man. And there's thousands of otters in Alaska, and a lot of the people there think that not every otter is what it seems.
Oh.
Yeah, that they actually kind of disguise themselves as otters, that being a shapeshifter. And it's believed really bad luck even if you mention the name Kushtaka. But, kind of like a Bloody Mary thing, if you say it three times, it's believed that it will evoke the beast.
Ooh.
No!
Yes! Oh, no! So, many Alaskans actually blame the Kushtaka for several of their missing people.
Oh, gee.
Now, unfortunately, Alaska holds the highest hard when it comes to missing people, Casey. Over 2,000 people go missing from there every single year.
Gee.
And it's heartbreaking. And a lot of people blame the Kushtaka for not all of that, obviously, but a bunch of that. The Kushtaka is known for imitating baby cries. That sounded like more like a baby cry mo, like, oh, ooh. So maybe a little more distress, but like it was like kind of constipated, like, ooh. Known for imitating baby cry or, you know, constipation cry, or a woman in distress, or even a voice that the person may be familiar with, whether it's a family member or a friend. And then it lures the unsuspecting victim to the river and ultimately their death.
Oh, man.
It's believed that if you travel with a dog, that's good protection. The Kushtaka does not like canines. It's been around for a really long time. One account is of a man, a miner, who is near Thomas Bay, which is also known as the Bay of Death.
Ooh.
And in 1900, he had an encounter. And I actually go really into that with my podcast with that episode. But I just want to read one quick bit to you guys. And this is in his words from 1900. "Right there, fellows. I got the scare of my life. I hope to God I never see or go through the likes of it again, swarming up the ridge toward me from the lake were the most hideous creatures. I couldn't call them anything but devils, as they were neither men nor monkeys, yet looked like both. They were entirely sexless, their bodies covered with long, coarse hair, except for where the scabs and sores have replaced it. Each one seemed to be reaching out for me and striving to be the first to get me. The air was full of their cries, and the stench from their sores and bodies made me want to faint. The smell from their streaming, stinking bodies was making me sick, while the noises they made, yelling, screaming, and breathing, drove me mad."
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, so you know how every place has it, like La Llorona, New Mexico, and just all of them. So the moms, they would warn their children, be safe. If you misbehave, the Kushtaka may take you.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, thanks, Mom, for scarring me for life.
Right, but yeah. And in some cases, maybe it does. And so, definitely. Yeah. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
It's definitely chilling.
Chilling to the bone, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, that's a Tlingit tribe thing. It's a legend from that goes back from them. So.
Yeah. Wow. Very fascinating. And very interesting.
Been there for thousands of years, so.
Cool. Yeah, it's very fascinating. So thanks for sharing that. And yeah, again, everyone, definitely check out the Paranormal Prowlers podcast. Tess is so awesome. And where else can they find you, Tess, on Twitter?
Yeah, Para Prowlers on Twitter, Paranormal Prowlers on Facebook, paranormal.prowlers.podcast@gmail.com. Yeah, you could find me basically through all of that, definitely.
Nice. Yeah.
And every episode, every new episode comes out Monday mornings, first thing. So, and I have over 60 countries listening, so it's pretty exciting. Yeah, 2 years this April.
Wow.
9th will be 2 years I've been doing this. So.
Nice. That's so exciting. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Definitely. You'll have to go and check it out, everyone.
If you don't, I will scare you in your dreams.
Ooh. Oh my. All right. Well, have you been to Alaska, or do you have a great suggestion of another interesting place? I would love to hear from you, and you can reach me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com. Be sure to come back next week and tune in for another awesome adventure.